Good evening, everybody, and welcome once again to our Days of Encouragement. As you know, Vilio shared the first chapter of Acts last night, and I'm continuing with Acts 2. What a time to be sharing the Word, and specifically the book of Acts. I don't think there's a more, it's always relevant to share how the community of faith should live out the commands of Jesus. So I'm going to read for us from Acts 1. Acts 2, verse 1 to 13, and then we'll jump into it from there. From verse 1, it says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, 'Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Perga and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God.' So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'Whatever could this mean?' Others mocking, saying, 'They are full of new wine.'" And this is such an amazing piece of scripture, one of the most quoted and taught and probably lived by pieces of scripture, especially in the Pentecostal Charismatic Church. We really hold fast to this. And I'm just going to run through it with us. That I think the first thing that I just want to note is that it was at the Feast of Pentecost. And the Feast of Pentecost, without going into much detail, was basically where everybody brought their first fruits to Jerusalem. So they would come on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And basically the thing for this piece that we need to know is that this was probably one of the most celebrated feasts. It was a happy feast, the place where everybody came together. So at this time was probably where most different regions or different people groups that were Jews would come together in Jerusalem. And we'll get to why that is important in a moment. Okay, so we see here that there's this moment that Vilio touched on where Jesus ascends into heaven. And something that I can compare it to is that every year on New Year's Eve, my brother-in-law's children, they try to stay awake so desperately to see the fireworks. And a bit in the same way that the disciples fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane, so they end up falling asleep before New Year's Eve comes. But then at the stroke of midnight, we wake them up, and then there's these fireworks that they gaze up into the sky, and they just see like the colors and the noises, and it's just like they're amazed, and they're awestruck completely. And I can imagine that this is the same with the disciples as they see Jesus ascend. For the next 10 days, there's something that changes in them. No longer are they falling asleep or fighting about who is going to sit next to Jesus at the right hand, but they're focused because they've seen the resurrected Jesus. And I think that's important for us, is have you seen the resurrected Jesus? So they go into the upper room, they wait. And then upon them comes, there's two elements that are described. And the first one is wind. And that word wind is in Hebrew, ruach. And that same word is the word that is used for the breath of God that breathes life. The second element is fire, and that you see above their heads. And that most often represents the presence of God. So they've seen the resurrected Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes upon them. They receive this life-giving power, the breath of God, and they receive his presence in them. And all of a sudden things change. All of a sudden, there is this witness, like Vilio spoke about, that they go out and they just start proclaiming the word of God. They start sharing the good news of God. There's a boldness to preach the word of God that wasn't there before. And this is where it becomes, this is where it's interesting and important, that in Matthew 28, that we just covered a couple of days ago, Jesus commissions them saying, go preach the gospel, go baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and go to all nations, you know, take the gospel to the world. And then just in the previous session, as Vilio also mentioned, that Jesus commissions them again, go to all the world when the power comes from on high. And all of a sudden they're preaching in different languages to different people groups that aren't going to stay in Jerusalem, but are just on a pilgrimage and are going to stay there for the feast and are going to go back to their hometowns. 3,000 people from this piece of scripture we know get saved that day. 3,000 people that are not only from Jerusalem, but from all over the world. And instantly the gospel is not only a Jewish or an Israelite message, but it is a global message to the entire world. Commentaries that we read talk about men and women who made the pilgrimage to Jerusalem and went back to Rome and planted churches there, went back to wherever they came from and planted churches and proclaimed the message of the gospel. Brothers and sisters, this is our encouragement today, that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, there is a boldness to preach the word wherever we go. No matter where you're from, no matter where what has happened in your life, there is a boldness and there is an opportunity to witness when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And the last part that I just want to finish with is that the fruit of this preaching, this fruit of this boldness of the Holy Spirit coming upon us, is a power in the community to love. A power in the community to repent and to forgive, a power to do miracles and signs and wonders. And at the end of it, and at the end of the chapter 2, they describe how the community lived out. And this we see further in the book of Acts, that when the Spirit of God comes upon us, there's a certain way that we live out. There's a certain boldness and courage and love that is within us. And that is our encouragement, because the Holy Spirit lives in you and He lives in me. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, and I pray for us that, Lord, we would realize that your presence is with us and your power is with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that where we are weak and where we are shrinking back, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would give us boldness and give us courage to preach the gospel, to love unconditionally, to see your signs and wonders come. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you have a great evening, and we'll see you tomorrow night again.